Hey, welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk, right here on Anchor.fm, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and all your podcast platforms. Well, we're in for a treat on today. We're going to be talking about water fasting. Is it safe? That's right. Water fasting, is it safe? And what I'm going to be doing, something a little bit different on today. I'm going to read a little bit of research paper on today. So we're going to read the results. We're going to go over the abstract of what the author had to say about water fasting. So sit back, get ready. Let's get this party show on the road. Okay, are you ready? Because I am. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing on today? Well, this is Sharita, and we're going to talk about water fasting on today. So I'm going to be coming from a little bit different avenue on today. So we're going to read a research paper, thesis statement, some people will say, but research paper, peer review paper. And we're going to read it from the National Center for Biotechnology Information, which stands for NCBI. That's right. That's what we're going to read on today. So the art is, you can go to, and I will leave the reference in the description so that you can read it for yourself. Also, you can go to www.pubmed.gov and type in water fasting. You'll see tons and tons of research paper, peer review papers, thesis statements in reference to water fasting. So the author is Iwa. Ogladik, Dr. PhD, and Wesotlaw, Professor Pilis. And I'll also leave that as well in the description. So they talked about, is water-only fasting safe? And we all know that water fasting is one of the diets that's out there. There are so many diets that's out there, from water fasting to no carbs, no soda diet, so much diet, this diet, that diet, this diet, that diet. You name it, it's a lot of diets out here. I don't even remember them all. But I know water fasting is one of the new fad diets that people tend to say they have lost weight. So let's see what the experts have to say. So the background, water-only fasting is a practice used to improve and maintain health. That's what people say. It improves to maintain health. So we're going to see what the experts have to say. The objective is, the aim of study was to show whether water fasting performed for 8 days may be a threat to the health and or life of people undergoing this practice. So, yeah, you know. So, I'm going to skip down to the results. After 8 days of water fasting, the study showed a significant reduction in the level of perceived stress, weight loss, changes in body composition, dehydration increase, serum glucose concentration. These changes were accompanied by NAK and protein sparing decrease, serum CA and MG concentrations, and reduced daily volume of more acidic urine with elevated specific gravity. So that's like the results from the methods. So there was 12 middle-aged men participated in the study doing 8-day water fasting. The objective, the subjects ate no food except for drinking mineral water before and after So before, after water fasting, all subjects had a series of tests performed, beginning with the levels of perceived stress and somatic measurements. So we all know when you do water fasting, you do not eat. So 8 men, middle-aged men, participated in this study. So that means they drank water for breakfast, lunch, and dinner all throughout the day. And so they drank mineral water. So people that do water fasting, some people use spring water, some people use distilled water, some people use faucet water, some people use well water. In this case, they chose mineral water. I don't know why they chose mineral water, but they chose mineral water. And as a result, as we read in the results section, so their conclusion was, after 8 days of water fasting, all subjects were found to remain safe and feel the sense of well-being. However, the appearance of the above mentioned metabolic effects, despite partially effective renal compensations, subjects that the further continuation of fasting intervenes by subjects will determine to their detriment to their body. So that I didn't want to read everything, because I want you to go and read it for yourself. That means I want you to do your evaluation based on the methods that were used, the results, and the conclusion. And also, I want you to jump all the way down before you do the read the methods and the results. Go all the way down and read the introduction, which is so crucial, because the introduction goes in depth details. So I'm going to put that link in the description, so that those that are interested in water fasting, so that you can educate yourself. You know, you need to educate yourself on water fasting. You know, people have, I've heard stories, I've seen countless of videos of how people did a water fast. Some people did 30-day water fast. Some people did 2 months water fast with no food at all. Some people did 6 month water fast with no food at all. And to look at their body composition changed, because they had a before and after picture. So they lost a lot of weight. Some of them looked to me. Now, everybody perception is different. Their body composition changed. They looked a little weak, because we know we need the food, because we get vitamins and nutrition from foods that we eat. So they lost all of that, you know, getting that daily vitamin intake. And so they were only getting water. So I'm quite sure some people that do water fast, they do take a supplement or something like that. Some people drink herbal tea during a water fasting. But nevertheless, they just drink water fasting. So I've heard horror stories on top of horror stories of how people that did water fasting, and when they went back to eating, it messed them totally up. Where people had to get operations, where people had to get colostomy bags because something went wrong. There's so many things to take into consideration when you are doing a water fast. You know, talk to your doctor. Make sure that it's okay to, with your doctor, talk to a nutritionist. Talk to a health coach. You know, before you do any, that's just not goes for water fasting, but before you do any type of diet, you always want to talk to your doctor first, or nutritionist. Because depending on what health issues that you have, it's best to talk to your doctor. Some people can't go on a diet because of specific health conditions they have, so they have to eat food. But there are alternatives, you know, if you want to diet and, you know, fast and different things like that. But like I said, you have to talk to your doctor. Some people said, what can you eat while water fasting? So that's one of the questions that was presented to, you know, to us. What can you eat while water fasting? So foods you can eat while water fasting, water, plain or carbonated water, contains no calories and will keep you hydrated during a fast. So like I said, water, distilled water, spring water, as we read in the study, they use mineral water. You can use carbonated water, but it'll keep you hydrated, but still you need that food for energy. Some people do, like I said, some people do tea, some people use coffee, some people do herbal teas while they're doing a fast. Healthy fats, bone broth. So people that are doing water fasting, some people drink bone broth. Some people you eat healthy fats. Some people may consume nuts, but a lot of people when they're doing water fasting, they don't eat anything at all. So one of the questions is, how much weight you can lose on a 24-hour water fasting? So initial weight loss may seem steep because of water weight. On a day you don't eat for 24 hours, you're guaranteed to be losing a third or half a pound or of non-water weight. That's mostly from the body fat. So that's according to Global News. Like I said, if you go online and just look up the different information pertaining to water fasting, go to YouTube, go to look at videos to weigh in your options before, if you're thinking about doing a water fast, listen to some of the stories, listen to some of the people, listen to couples. If you're a couple thinking about water fasting, listen to some of their before stories and after stories. And this will help you along with talking to your doctor. I cannot stress that. Well, can you work out during the water fasting? Yes, you can work out during the water fasting. Exercise is good. It helps the body. It helps stretches your muscles. It helps your muscles. So exercise is good. So you can exercise during a water fast. Can I lose my stomach fat? Some people say, can you lose your stomach fat? Well, we don't know. Like I said, you have to talk to your doctor. Some of the questions that presented, I don't know the answer to. So I am so sorry that I don't know the answer to. All I can tell you is go. I can direct you to your doctor, your nutritionist, a health coach that can talk to you and explain to you about the depth in details about water fasting. There are some benefits of it. There are some dangers of it. So you got to listen to your doctor when they say, okay, if you do this, da 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 da. If you don't, if you do this, this pertaining to can happen. Like I said, a lot of people cannot fast because they have health conditions. They have health conditions, so you can't fast. Some people do water fasting just to lose weight. So, how do you water fast? Somebody wants to know. If you never water fasted before, it's good idea to spend 3 to 4 days preparing your body for being without food. So that's with any fast. That's just not with this water fasting. With any fast, you know, if your doctor may say, okay, you got to take a certain test, and you cannot consume food after 11 o'clock, or you cannot eat anything after 12 midnight because your body has to be, you know, clean and different things like that, depending on what test you take. And I know for pregnant women, when they go and take, sugar test or something like that, I can recall when I did it, you know, my kids all grown, but I had to take a certain test when I was pregnant and I could not eat after a certain time. So when you're fasting with any type of fast, you got to prepare your body, and not only your body, but you got to prepare your mind as well, because I'm, you know, and it's always good. Some people say 3 to 4 days, but I would suggest you prepare yourself a week in advance to go on any type of fast, not just a water fast, but a week in advance. Like I said, talk to your doctor first. So some people do water fast 24 hours, some people 72 hours. Now, from the different stories and things that I've seen and I've heard from individuals, they went beyond 72 hours. Some people went a month, 2 months, 3 months. I mean, they had the willpower and the mindset to do it, and they did it. They finished. It resulted in some good results. Some people had bad results, but at the same time, some good results. This is why you must do your research. You must do your research on any type of fast. Any type of fast. But I'm going to give the information in the description. Dangers and risks of water fasting. Although water fasting may have some benefits, it comes with health risks. At the same time, you can lose the wrong type of weight because water fast restricts calories. You will lose a lot of weight quickly. In fact, research shows that you may lose up to 2 pounds, that's 0.9 kilograms, each day of a 24-hour to 72-hour water fast. Unfortunately, a lot of weight you lose may come from water, carbs, and even muscle mass. So you have to be careful. That's not just with water fasting, but dieting in general. You may lose the wrong type of kind of weight, which can be detrimental on your body, especially those that have health conditions. You can get dehydrated. You know, it sounds strange. A water fast can make you dehydrated. This because roughly 20 to 30% of your daily water intake comes from food you eat. So when you go on a water fast, because you're restricting your body from food, okay? A lot of different vitamins and minerals and different things that we need come from our food. Water does not have it. So you might get dehydrated. And if you're drinking the same amount of water but not eating foods, you might not be getting enough water. Symptoms of dehydration include dizziness, nausea, headaches, low blood pressure, low productivity. To avoid dehydration, you may need to drink more than usual. So water fasting may worsen several medical conditions. This is why we always do a disclaimer before our show. Seek the advice from your doctor. And you'll hear this on other podcasts that I've done about talking to your doctor first before you make any changes to your health, lifestyle changes, wellness routine. It's good to talk to your doctor because your doctor knows what's best for you. Even though some people say, well, my doctor don't know what's best for me. I know what's best for me. Well, come on now. Give your doctor some credit. Your doctor knows what's best for you. Your doctor knows what's best for you. Will water fasting help you lose weight? Going back to that question again. Like I said, you can lose the wrong type of weight. Like other types of fasting, water fasting can help you lose weight. So there's pros and cons. You can lose good weight, bad weight. Good weight, bad weight. Go and listen to some stories. Ask somebody, have they ever done a water fast? What was their result? Did they have a bad result? Did they have good results? Go talk to your doctor and ask your doctor, you know, I'm thinking about doing a water fast, a 24-hour water fasting. What is your recommendation? What do you think? What are your diagnosis? What are your prognosis on water fasting? Is any material, any pamphlets, anything I can do, look up and read on water fasting? Your doctor will point you in the right direction. Go talk to your nutritionist. Ask your doctor to write your referral for the nutritionist. Talk to your nutritionist about water fasting. Your nutritionist will be able to give you some important vital information pertaining to water fasting. They can give you pamphlets. They could, you know, point you in the right direction. You know, a health coach and different things like that. So the bottom line is water fasting is a popular method of fasting that may have some health benefits. Also, at the same time, it may come with several risk factors, especially if you fast for longer than 3 days or have medical conditions like gout and diabetes. Like I said, I'm not a licensed doctor or nurse. I don't prescribe. I don't diagnose. I don't predict any health conditions, anything. My thing is I do educational podcasts to educate you. But I point you in the right direction to your doctor, to your nurse practitioner, to the RN, registered nurse, to your nutritionist at your local health care center. They have your best interest at hand. We just educate you and we point you in the right direction to them because they're the experts. You know, I could consider myself an expert too, having a master's in complementary alternative medicine. But at the same time, I'm saying, you know what? Go to your doctor. Have you talking to your doctor first? This is what I do with all my people that come and inquire of alternative means of different lifestyle changes. I ask them first, have you talking to your doctor first? Before you came and see me, have you went and talked to your doctor? And I always, always tell my clients, I give them a form to fill out. And we go over a lot of different things pertaining to what they want to do. I say, hey, take this paper to your doctor. Next time you go to your medical appointment, take this paper to your doctor. Let your doctor know that you've seen an alternative complementary health medicine person or a holistic practitioner. Let's say holistic practitioner. And this is what we went over. You know, it's best because your doctor can tell you things that I may not know. Your doctor can point you to, you know, point you to the nutritionist, and the nutritionist may know certain things that I may not know as of yet. So it's very important that you talk to your doctor before you do any type of kind of fast, before, especially water fasting, especially if you have underlying health conditions. Before you do any dieting and any fasting, talk with your medical doctor first. But I thank you all for tuning in today. I hope this was very beneficial and educational to you. Don't forget to look in the description and copy paste the links in your browser so that you can read and educate yourself at the same time. Have a blessed, wonderful day. Namaste. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast, as this podcast was for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. If you're interested in a consulting with myself, Sharita Berry, holistic practitioner, you can email me at CoachSharita@Outlook.com. That's CoachSharita@Outlook.com. And once again, thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Namaste.